With WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson. The Vilas County Board recently gave the go-ahead for conservation easements on more than 1,200 acres in the northeastern portion of the county. The Border Lakes Tracks and the Upper Wisconsin River Legacy Forest Addition help connect other protected lands. With the easements, the lands will be protected in perpetuity for timber management and public recreation. The easements are being purchased with federal funds and private donations and will remain privately owned. The Vilas County Board voted in support of the easements at its June meeting. Joe Hovel owns some of the land and is the director of Partners in Forestry.
I was very grateful, and I knowing the qualities of this project, of these projects, and the amount of effort that I put in to conveying these benefits to the board members, I couldn't have been surprised because I knew they were good projects, and I put my heart and soul into conveying, you know, how good they were.
The Border Lakes Tracks project contains a portion of the Wilderness Lakes Trail system. All the land is along county roads and protects scenic corridors. They protect wildlife habitat and are part of the Wisconsin River and Lake Superior watersheds.
The public opportunities here are numerous. They're diverse, and we truly felt the responsibility to see those protected for future generations.
Hovel hopes to see the easements finalized by the end of this year. The land is open to the public now through the Managed Forest Law program. Wisconsin roads are expected to be busy this week. AAA estimates 1.4 million will be taking a road trip for the long holiday weekend. Peak travel times are expected between 2 p.m. and 7 p.m. Wednesday and 2 p.m. to 8 p.m. Sunday. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation recommends drivers check 511 Wisconsin online or on the app before driving. Most construction projects are on hold, but there are a few in our region that may delay traffic. In Langlade County, Highway 55 near Hollister is restricted to a single lane with temporary traffic signals at 9 Mile Creek. In Oneida County, US 8 near Rhinelander is closed from Highway 17 North to Oneida County P. Traffic is detoured onto County P and 17. And Highway 17 in Rhinelander is restricted to a single lane in each direction between Stephen Street and Pollyanna Road. Wisconsin DOT is reminding drivers to buckle up and put the phone down while driving. Bird flu has infected dairy cows in a dozen states since the first outbreak earlier this year. But unless cows are going to be moved across state borders, testing for the virus is largely voluntary. Harvest Public Media's Rachel Kramer reports Iowa is taking a different approach.
Shortly after the bird flu was detected late this spring in northwest Iowa, the state announced that dairies within a 12-mile radius of infected poultry sites would need to be tested. The virus can spread from dairy cows to poultry and vice versa. Yuko Sato, an Iowa State Extension poultry specialist, said during a recent webinar that testing is key.
We don't know how to do anything about control or prevention or eradication until we start with diagnosis.
The USDA has a voluntary testing program of dairy cattle. Producers from Kansas, Nebraska, Texas, and New Mexico have enrolled. Federal regulations only require testing for dairy cattle moving across state lines. I'm Rachel Kramer, Harvest Public Media.
Wisconsin is requiring testing of dairy cows at fairs across the state. A local tribe is getting nearly $1 million to improve cybersecurity. Department of Homeland Security announced the funding this week. In total, more than $18 million is going to tribes across the U.S. as part of the Tribal Cybersecurity Grant Program. The Secaucus Chippewa community is part of the first ever awardees of the program. The grant program was established by the Bipartisan Infrastructure Law. The Mole Lake Band will be getting $900,000. In a statement announcing the funding, the Secretary of Homeland Security said, quote, "For far too long, tribal nations have faced digital and cybersecurity threats without the resources necessary to build resilience." June was Alzheimer's and Brain Awareness Month, but the Michigan Alzheimer's Association says these should be year-round priorities. Crystal Blair reports.
More than 200,000 Michiganders over age 65 are living with Alzheimer's, although only about half receive a doctor's diagnosis. This can delay necessary care and future planning. Catherine Rebont Payne with the Alzheimer's Association in Michigan says this year the focus is on educating the public about how to take control of their brain health. She says when there's a concern, early diagnosis is key.
We're kind of coming into an era of treatment where we're seeing treatments come down the pipeline that necessitate early diagnosis. So if people are experiencing cognitive decline that they've noticed or their family members have noticed, we really encourage them to speak to their healthcare provider.
Rebont Payne says up to 40% of dementia cases could be caused by risk factors that a person could change by developing healthy habits. These include challenging yourself by learning new things and staying in school, not smoking, getting regular exercise, and properly managing other diseases such as diabetes and high blood pressure also improve brain health. Crystal Blair reporting.
For WXPR News, I'm Katie Thorson.